Today FM's Dermot and Dave.
You're paying too much tax, like we all are. And we're going to tell you how to not pay too much tax. Mairead is a self-named tax nerd. She's going to explain the things that we should all be claiming back on for our tax and how we can save money. Good morning, Mairead.
Good morning, guys. How are we?
We're great, thanks. How do you know we're all paying too much tax?
Because the tax rates in Ireland are just too high. No one told us about all these reliefs in schools, so I just have an inkling that, you know, we're paying too much tax.
Okay, well, break it down for us then. Where are the areas we are paying too much tax? So pen and paper, ready to go. What do we do?
Okay, so I'm just going to start obviously with income tax. So we all get paid, you know, every month or every week, and we're taxed every single time we're paid. If you earn over 35,300 in the year, you're effectively taxed at 50%. Mm. So, like, that's a lot. So you're taxed at 20% for the first 35,000 and then 40% over that, right? But you get tax credits. Now, you get two tax credits that are automatic. So they reduce your tax bill every time you're paid.
What are they?
So that's your personal tax credit and your employee tax credit, right? So that's a total of 3,300 in the year. That comes off automatically. You don't need to claim that. Okay?
And what happens if you're earning 37,000 and your tax credit takes you down to 34,000? Does that mean that you're going to pay 20%, or does your actual salary just determine that first?
Yeah, so the tax credit doesn't reduce your amount of income. It reduces your tax bill. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
So you're going to have to pay the 40% on that extra, what is it, $2,000 there that you mentioned. And then the credit will reduce the tax bill. So it doesn't bring it down that way.
Okay.
So they're the automatic tax credits, and they're actually being reduced now for people who are on the COVID payment in 2020. So that normally you'd get 3,300 every year, reducing your tax bill automatically. That's going to be reduced for people now going forward with who are on the COVID tax payments. But then there are so many additional tax credits that you could be entitled to claim. They're not automatic, however, so you'll have to log on to RAS and file a tax return and include them in there.
See, I always thought that the employer, you know, because that's where I know it's your income tax, that's where it comes out. But I kind of thought that would all be boxed off and that the revenue would just be like, we'll obviously you get all of the maximum amount of benefit possible. But you're saying that we actually need to get up and do some work to get some money back.
Yes. So your employer's responsibility to pay over the taxes you owe. Your money goes into your account and you just don't need to worry about it. Mm. And as I said, the automatic tax credits are in there. But these additional tax credits you need to claim yourself. So there are things like medical, flat rate expenses, working from home. And it is actually very straightforward to do. So many people don't claim. It honestly can make such a difference because there's so many things you can claim it on, and you can claim for the last 4 years as well.
Oh.
So I'll run through them in a second. But just, I find that a lot of people are either don't claim number one, maybe they don't know about them, which is fair enough. I mean, we're not taught about it in school or anywhere really. And number two, people are a bit kind of, I don't know, maybe a bit daunted by the revenue or something. But like, you're fully entitled to make these claims, and don't worry, revenue aren't going to give you money unless, you know, I know a lot of people are she got a refund a few years ago, so she's been too scared to go near revenue.
you feel like that. Yeah.
That's. I think people are afraid to sort of poke the wasp's nest, and better the devil you know and all that. And they're afraid if they send in and go, hey, I'm owed €30 for working from home. And they go, yeah, you are, but you also owe us $5,000.
So there is that fear out there, but like, there doesn't need to be. Trust me, revenue weren't going to give you a refund unless they had to, and you were fully entitled to it. So park that, you're entitled to it. Go in, make your claims. That's what they're there for. Revenue expect you to claim them. So I think if we could squash that fear, wherever it came from, revenue must have grown that somewhere to avoid tax back.
Yeah, well, it's Dermot Davis, Today FM. We're chatting to Mairead O'Driscoll, aka the tax nerd. So I'm conscious of time, Mairead. I wanted to get through as many of these areas of tax relief that we could be claiming as possible in the next couple of minutes. No pressure. Go for it.
Okay, so First, I'll start with medical expenses. So you can get 20% back of the cost of your medical expenses that you've incurred in the year. So medical is really broad. It's not, so it's doctor visits, it's monthly prescriptions if you have them, it's any checkup in the hospital, any consultations, occupational therapists. And then it's other things that you mightn't think of, like physiotherapy, if you go to a psychologist, as long as they're registered, if you have a special diet, let's say you're celiac or diabetic and you have to pay for more expensive foods, you can claim tax back on all those. So there's a big list on the revenue website of expenses, medical expenses that you can claim.
And
you
get 20%. Very quickly, sorry, Marit. If your health insurance allows you to claim back some of those things through the health insurance, let's say a GP visit or a physio, whatever, can you also claim the tax on that?
You can claim the amount that your health insurance did not refund you.
Gotcha.
So, you know, so if they only gave you 50% back, you can claim the other 50% off revenue. So that's a good question because people ask me that a lot. So yeah, you can still claim, but just for the amount you didn't get a refund from your insurance from.
Are braces on your teeth covered? Can you claim something back on those?
Yes. So non-routine dental is allowed. So braces, Invisalign, I think they're very popular at the minute with people in lockdown, making the most of the masks. So yeah, you get 20% back, and like they're costly. So, you know, even if you're paying for braces for your children, whatever it may be, yeah, 20% back on that as well.
Talk to us about working from home. Because working from home, obviously, is something that everyone's had to do, and there are actually tax breaks in that.
Yeah, so there's a working from home relief. It's actually always been there, but obviously it's more prevalent now with so many of us working from home. So you can claim 10% of the cost of your light and heat for the year, apportioned by the amount of days you worked from home, and 30% of your broadband for the year. So again, you just log on to your ROS. All these credits are in the same section. It's section 4, your tax credits and reliefs. You just bang in the number, the cost for the year, and the number of days you worked from home, and revenue will calculate the rest. And you'll get a credit for that as well.
Brilliant.
So broadband and light.
Broadband, light, heat, that kind of thing. Tuition fees. What's covered with those?
That's a great one. So tuition fees are obviously very expensive. So that's all third level courses that you might be paying for, maybe for yourself or for your children. You might have a couple of students in college. So you can claim money back on that as well. Now, there are restrictions. You know, the first, you can only claim a max of $7,000 per year per student. Per course, and then the first 3,000 disregarded. So you're looking at maybe $4,000 a year. You get 20% back on, but that's still huge. You know, if you have a couple of children in college, or if you've done a master's yourself, maybe, or some sort of postgrad, you can also claim 20% back on that. So
all right, because Sean from Tuam,
one that people aren't aware of.
Yeah, Sean from Tuam has a question about that. It says, "How do I get tax relief from college fees for myself? I'm an adult learner."
How do you get? Oh, yes. So as long as the course is the third level of course and it's approved, you can log on to the website. There's a list of colleges and courses, and just make sure your course is up there. Not all courses are up there, but if your college is up there, then it should be fine. Again, same thing. You log into your My Account on ROS. You click on your section 4 of your credits and type in the amount and whether it was a full-time or part-time course.
Okay. Another question that's come in is, if you've claimed tax back but forgot to claim for other things, can you reclaim, or do you only have the one chance?
Oh, that's a great question. People ask me that all the time. And of course, you can amend it. You can go back and reclaim. So I've done that myself. You know, you put it through and like, oh, damn it, I never put in my working from home relief. So absolutely, you can go back the 4 years and you can just amend the return to include whatever you missed.
How many years can you go back if you think, oh, wow, I did a course 3 years ago. I didn't realize I could claim. Can you retro reimburse yourself?
Yes, you can go back for 4 years. So you can claim for 2017, 2018, 2019 and 2020. So I've had lots of people being like, oh my God, I never realized I could do this. I wish I could go back further. But yeah, you can claim for the last 4 years. So make sure you start.
Someone else says, I just got married. Is it worth informing revenue?
Okay. That's a good one. So when you're jointly assessed, you can share your tax credits. You know, that 3,300 I was mentioning earlier. So that's when you're... You only get tax breaks when you're married, really, when someone is earning over $35,300 and one spouse is earning below. Because in that case, the spouse earning below doesn't need as much of their tax credits, so they can give it to the other spouse, so to bring down the tax rate band so they can earn more at 20% rather than the 40%. So that just depends on how much they're both earning. If they're both earning over $35,300, it doesn't make a difference, to be honest. Because you both need your credits.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it
sounds like that person maybe regretted not inviting them to the wedding. Like, should I tell revenue or will they be cross they never made the...
The Collector General had a seat at the top table. Mairead, there's a lot of questions coming in, and maybe this one is kind of wraps it all up. It says, those of us on the wage subsidy scheme have got a tax bill recently. Is there a way to use the credits to reduce this tax bill?
100%. That's exactly what you should do. So if you have a tax bill from 2020 for either COVID or because you're on the temporary wage subsidy scheme, make all these claims for the last 4 years. Whatever refund you're due will reduce it down. So it's definitely worth doing. And you can, as I said, go back to the last 4 years. So yeah, definitely make sure you claim them first.
I was a very happy boy this year when I got a tax refund from revenue. And I got a letter and everything, and it said this will go into your bank account, whatever. I was like, this is great. Now it was €90, but I was like, this is great. And then I got a panicked phone call from revenue a few days later going, sorry, no, error, zero. You got to transfer that money back to us. I was like, oh, great, thanks, lads. My 90 quid is no more.
That's so mean.
Yeah.
Have you claimed for the last 4 years, guys?
Oh, we're all on top of that. Yeah,
I was just claiming here while you were talking. What were you saying?
Dean Beaumont says, Mairead, my doctor has prescribed vitamins for health reasons. Can I claim them back? Because they're actually very expensive.
Yes, if your doctor prescribed it, absolutely. Claim it.
It does like past life regression courses. Does that come under tuition fees?
I'm not 100% sure.
I am. No, it doesn't. And Gary says, should I lose my tax credits now because my partner is on the PUP payment?
Should you lose your tax credits? Mm. So if you're jointly assessed and let's say one of you is working away and one of you is on the COVID payment for 2021, what revenue are doing is they're reducing your tax credit in 2021 rather than leaving it till the end of the year. And if you're jointly assessed, they'll reduce your partner's tax credits as well.
Okay. An interesting one from Kate in Limerick. She says, working from home relief that you mentioned, do the bills need to be in your own name? I suppose it would make sense if you're a couple and you're both working from home and the bill for the light or heat or electricity is in one person's name, how does the other person claim?
Yes, that's a great question as well. So no, I think revenue recognise that, you know, people are in shared living, you know, so it might be one person paying the bill for the whole house, or it might be a landlord, or as you said, it might be a couple. Not absolutely. You can still claim. It doesn't need to be your name on the bill. Just be able to maybe show that you do pay it, you know, maybe via Revolut screenshot or something. But yeah, if you're paying for it, you're entitled to claim it.
What if you've had to convert a shed or the box room or any other part of the house into an office? So you've bought lamps and stationery, maybe a couple of shelves, filing cabinets. Can you reclaim that stuff that you've spent creating a workspace at home?
No, unfortunately not. You can't claim capital items. Now, your employer is allowed to pay it for you tax-free, but you are not allowed to claim costs on capital, things like that, unfortunately.
So Dermot's bar at the back of his house just isn't claimable, even though I'm working, man.
Look, a Club Tropicana is a legitimate work expense.
Mairead, we could talk to you all day. There's so many questions coming in. Mairead O'Driscoll, the tax nerd _ on Instagram is where you'll find Mairead if you have any further questions for her. Mairead, thanks so much for joining us this morning. We all feel a little bit more enlightened and hopefully we'll pay less tax.
Brilliant. Thank you so much.
Cheers. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
At the tax nerd _ on Instagram is where you'll find her. I'm sure you'll have questions and things that pop into your mind.
Dermot and Dave. Listen live on air from 9 a.m. weekdays on Today FM.